USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is looking into 109 cases of hepatitis in American children that spans across 25 states and territories. CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases Jay Butler says the illnesses have been severe.
Overall, more than 90% of these patients under investigation were hospitalized. 14% received liver transplants, and more than half had a confirmed adenovirus infection.
Butler says 5 children have died from the illness. The April jobs report shows the nation's economy added 428,000 new jobs in April, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. Stocks ending the week on a down note, losing 98 points. USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
A new study is out regarding a post-COVID workforce.
Job turnover is projected to be 20% higher in our post-COVID-19 world. And new research from Gartner, a technology research firm, says it's going to be this way for quite a while, as they've warned companies to brace for a lasting culture of quitting. Gartner says some 37 million people will leave their job in the United States this year. That's a 20% jump from pre-pandemic levels. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Officials in California are warning that another wave of blackouts could be on the way this summer. In August of 2020, the state experienced the first rolling blackouts in nearly two decades, and now the California Public Utilities and Energy Commissions and the independent system operator that oversee the state's power grid say California could face a deficit of up to 1,700 megawatts this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey released this week found that the economy is the most important issue to American voters in the November elections. 38% saying lowering inflation and fixing the economy was the top issue. This as Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, says the Biden administration has created the inflation mess.
The problem is that this government has acted too slow too often. They created the inflation, now they want to have credit for solving the problem, when in fact the problem may actually exacerbate the situation. The Fed does not have enough tools in the toolkit for the economy that we have today.
TSA officials say a Virginia man allegedly tried to bring 23 dangerous weapons onto an airplane at Reagan National Airport. The passenger was issued a citation after authorities found martial arts knives, scalpels, and a pair of brass knuckles in his carry-on bag. Police say the items would have been permitted if they were in checked baggage. 4 astronauts are safely back on Earth Friday. They splashed down in a SpaceX capsule overnight off the coast of Florida, ending a 6-month mission on the International Space Station. The commander called it a great ride, but admitted it was bittersweet as they left 7 astronauts behind. 4 of them just arrived last week for another 6-month stay. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.